All right, diving right in today. We're tackling a big one, and it's all thanks to you, our listeners.
Oh, this should be good.
We got a question that really got us thinking. Is the American dream, the whole shebang, is it actually a scam?
It's a question a lot of folks are asking themselves, that's for sure.
So we dug deep, gathered stories from people who've lived both here in the U.S. and in other parts of the world, people who've seen both sides of the coin, so to speak.
Yeah, getting those different perspectives, those lived experiences, that's where it gets really interesting, especially on a topic like this.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, some of these stories are pretty eye-opening.
I bet. What jumped out at you?
One that really hit me was about this family living in Amsterdam. Their daughter needed heart surgery, major stuff, and guess what? They didn't have to pay a dime.
Wow. Here in the US, that could bankrupt a family easy.
Exactly. It makes you think, right? Like, what's the deal with our healthcare system?
Well, it's a different approach, that's for sure. A lot of countries, like the Netherlands, have universal health care. Everyone's covered. But the costs are regulated, the government's really involved, making sure it's affordable.
It just seems so much simpler, you know?
There are definitely trade-offs. It's not a perfect system, no system is, but it does make you think about priorities.
For sure. And then there's the cost of living. I mean, we heard from someone in Hong Kong whose electricity bill is less than $500 for the whole year, and another person in Mexico paying just 20% of their salary on rent.
Those numbers are pretty hard to swallow when you compare them to what we're dealing with here.
Right. And it's not just one or two isolated cases. We're seeing this pattern over and over in these accounts. Like,
Yeah.
is the U.S. just way more expensive than everywhere else?
Well, it's complicated. There are a lot of factors at play. Housing policies, healthcare costs, our whole education system, they all contribute.
And it's leaving people feeling squeezed, like they're working harder and harder, but just can't get ahead.
Yeah, that feeling of being stuck. Of the system being rigged against them,
Yeah.
that came up a lot in these stories.
And you see that playing out in their everyday lives too. Like even the food they eat, so many people talking about how much better and cheaper the food is in other countries.
Oh, right. One person even said, "Why the shit food, America?" I mean, that's a pretty harsh statement.
Ouch. But when you hear story after story about delicious, affordable meals in all these other places, it does make you wonder.
And it's not just about personal taste, right? It's about agricultural policies, government subsidies. Those things have a big impact on what kind of food we have access to and how much it costs.
Okay, get this. This one blew my mind.
Yeah.
Daycare costs in Germany, $58 a month for two kids. And someone got a lipoma removed for like $10. $10.
Yeah, social safety nets look very different in a lot of these countries. Things like childcare and healthcare are seen as public goods, not just individual responsibilities.
It's almost like we've been brainwashed, like, this is just how it is. High prices, limited support, deal with it.
Right, that feeling of being gaslit, like you're crazy for even questioning it, that's powerful. Makes you wonder, are we just too complacent?
Oh, and don't even get me started on taxes. One person said most of their tax money here goes towards defense. Makes you think about priorities, right?
Absolutely. When you look at what other developed countries are spending on social programs, the contrast is pretty stark. It raises some serious questions about what kind of society we're building, what we value as a nation.
It's a lot to absorb. All these personal experiences, they really paint a picture of a different way of life, a world outside the U.S. bubble.
And that's the power of these firsthand accounts. They give us that glimpse into what's possible, how things could be different. And that can be a really powerful thing, even if it's just a starting point for a bigger conversation.
It's important to remember, though, right? These are individual stories,
Right.
so they might not, be everyone's experience.
Yeah, of course, of course. But still, I think when you hear so many people saying similar things, it starts to paint a picture. Like maybe there are some bigger trends at play here.
Exactly. And it's not just about, the practical differences, like the cost of stuff. It's there's an emotional side to it too. A
Absolutely.
lot of these folks are talking about feeling like disillusioned or frustrated, even like betrayed, like the American dream they were promised just isn't what they're actually living.
Yeah, that disillusionment, that's a common thread for sure.
Like there was this one person who actually moved back to the U.S. after years abroad, and they ended up needing therapy just to adjust.
That's wild, right?
Wow. Yeah. That speaks volumes about the kind of like psychological impact this can have, when you feel like the system you're in just isn't working for you.
And then there are people who are like actively choosing to leave the US to go find a different kind of life somewhere else. It's kind of like a statement, voting with their feet. Yeah, like that person who's getting ready to move abroad, they're embracing a, quote, simpler lifestyle, end quote.
For like $2,700 a month.
It makes you think, what are we chasing here?
So we've talked about healthcare, cost of living, cultural stuff,
Yeah.
but what about like the American dream itself?
Oh, that's the big question, isn't it?
Right, what does it even mean anymore? Is it still about like financial success, climbing the
Yeah.
ladder, or is it something else entirely?
Well, these stories seem to challenge that traditional idea, right? For a lot of folks, it's less about prosperity and more about just surviving, like
Yeah.
just trying to keep their heads above water.
It's like the whole idea of the American dream has been like hijacked. We're so focused on getting more, bigger, better, even if it means sacrificing our health or our relationships or just our peace of mind.
You hit the nail on the head there. The consumerism piece is really interesting. In other countries, people seem a lot more willing to push back against high prices, to demand value for their money. Here, it's like we've just accepted it.
Yeah.
That this is just how things are.
Right. And it's not just about money. There's the safety aspect too. Like that person from Germany who said they feel safer there because there are fewer guns. It's like
Yeah.
the American dream doesn't necessarily guarantee peace of mind,
Yeah,
right?
it's about values, what we prioritize as a society. In a lot of European countries, the focus is on like collective well-being, social cohesion. Here in the US, we put a lot of emphasis on individual liberty, even if it sometimes means sacrificing that sense of collective safety.
Okay, so for our listener who asked this question in the first place,
Yeah.
the one who's wrestling with this whole American dream thing,
Right.
what can they take away from all these stories?
Well, I think the takeaway is that maybe it's time for a little introspection.
Right.
Like, really think about their own values and priorities.
Right. Like, what matters to you?
What kind of life do you want to live? These stories, they're just a starting point, right?
Right.
A chance to reflect, to think critically about what we've been told.
Right.
It's not about saying the American dream is definitely a scam or not. It's about asking yourself, what does it mean to
It's
you?
about owning your own dream,
Right.
figuring out what kind of life you want, what trade-offs you're willing to make. Because these stories, they make it clear there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Nope, not at all.
So if the like traditional American dream isn't working for everyone, what are the alternatives? Is it really as simple as packing up and, moving to another country?
Well, it's not a decision to take lightly, that's for sure. There are practical things to consider, like visas, language barriers,
Right.
cultural adjustments.
Right.
But these stories, they do suggest that a simpler, less expensive lifestyle is possible in other parts of the world.
And for some people, those trade-offs might be worth it,
Yeah.
especially if they're feeling, disillusioned with life here in the U.S. and they're looking for something different. Like, think about that person who found that sense of community and joy in Thailand.
Yeah, that one's great.
It shows that sometimes just a change of scenery can lead to a really profound shift in perspective.
Absolutely.
But even if moving abroad isn't an option, I think these stories can still be empowering. Like, they can inspire us to, challenge the status quo here at home.
Right. To demand better from our leaders, to
Yeah.
build communities that prioritize well-being over, just constant consumption.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that we have a choice,
We
right? We
do.
don't have to just accept the American dream as it's like presented to us. We can create our own versions of success and happiness, whether that's here in the US or somewhere else entirely.
Exactly. I love that. Creating your own definition of success.
So, for our listener who got us started on this whole deep dive, I think the message is, don't be afraid to question the narrative you've been given. Explore different perspectives. Consider the alternatives.
Absolute.
And most importantly, define what that dream means to you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
There's so much more to explore on this topic. Keep researching, keep reflecting, keep having those conversations that challenge your assumptions.
Love it.
The pursuit of a fulfilling life, it's an ongoing journey. It's not a destination.
Well said. And who knows, maybe we'll revisit this topic in a future deep dive. After all, the American dream, it's constantly evolving.
It is.
And so are the conversations around it. After all that, it still feels like we just scratched the surface.
Right. I mean, it's a big one, the American dream. It's so ingrained in like our culture and
And it's
everything.
not like there's, one definition anymore.
Exactly.
It's different for everybody.
It's like for some folks, yeah, it's still about, money and success. But for others, it might be about finding a sense of purpose or community or just a simpler, less stressful way of life.
So, okay, let's say someone is feeling disillusioned with like the traditional American dream. Where do they even start to look for alternatives?
Well, it's got to start with yourself, right?
Right.
Like, what do you actually value? What kind of life do you want to live? That's the foundation.
So it's about like creating your own version of the dream,
Right,
right?
exactly.
Maybe it's building a career you love. Maybe it's spending more time with your family. Maybe it's finding a place where you can just, breathe.
Whatever it is, you got to own it. It's your dream. And I think that's what these stories really highlight. There's no one right way to do it.
It's like these stories, they almost planted a seed, like, hey, wait a minute, maybe there's another way.
That's what I love about these deep dives. They make you think, what else is out there? You start to question things, to imagine different possibilities, not just for yourself, but for like society as a whole.
So to our listener who asked this question, the one who sparked this whole conversation,
Yeah, big shout out to them.
we hope this has given you some, food for thought, some new perspective.
Keep exploring these ideas. Keep asking those tough questions.
And keep searching for your own, your own unique path.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a destination.
Well said. And hey, if you discover something amazing along the way, let us know. We're always up for another deep dive.
Absolutely. Always happy to explore more.
Until then, keep dreaming big. Keep challenging the status quo, and thanks for listening.
Keep those questions coming.